points per game in the series. Fires underneath. And the layup for Caldwell Pope to start the game. Michael Porter Jr. been feast or famine for him. He had 5 threes in game 5. Got a couple games where he has not scored. Here he takes it inside and banks it in for 2. Leaves it for Jokic. And there's Porter with another basket. First assist for Jokic. Jokic finds Murray. Corner 3. It's good. Got 7 of the 11 for the Suns. Jokic gets deep in the lane. And that's his first shot attempt of the game. Good defense that time. Caldwell Pope with the steal. Booker will challenge. Caldwell Pope. Beautiful move and finish. Here's Jokic. Nice pass. Caldwell Pope again. He had 25 points in game 5. Jokic scores over Biombo. Bruce Brown in the lane. Missed it. Jokic kept it alive. Got the offensive rebound and the stick back. He is totally controlling this game right now. Murray moving beautifully. Hits again. Murray. Again, nobody picks him up. What a dish. Jokic with the layup. Pokes it away. Jokic goes at him and gets it to fall. Porter. Everything's falling. Why not that one? Jokic on the roll. Gets to the basket. Lays it in. He's made his last field goal. Gordon had a drive baseline.
Oh, he got it.
Nice find. Jokic floats it up and in. He's made 9 consecutive shots as of the game. Oh, what a pass by Jokic. And in one motion, the high-flying Gordon stuffs it. Jokic another beautiful look. Porter goes right at Durant. A complete performance. Both ends of the floor by the Nuggets in this game. Murray cans a 3. The Phoenix Suns season is over. The Denver Nuggets are moving on to the conference finals for the second time in 4 years.
There you go. Nuggets in 6. 125 to 100. I fully anticipated a nerve-wracking game 6. I looked over at my wife. I'm watching the game last night, Angel. So there's 3 ways I watch a Nuggets game. There's the relaxed version of me where I'm laid back in the recliner, comfortable, watching the game. Then there's like, okay, I'm leaning up a little bit. It's starting to get close. And then there's full lean in when it's like a crucial moment. It's like a 2-point game. I didn't have to lean in once. Blowout City in game 6. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm Brady Hull. We've got the one and only producer extraordinaire, Angel Padilla. Angel, how about that, man? I mean, just no doubt at all. And the Nuggets are in the Western Conference Finals for the 4th time in their franchise history. First time they've ever had home court advantage in the Western Conference Finals. Absolutely brilliant display last night. I mean, Nikola Jokic, what can you say? 32 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds, plus 28. Unreal. Jamal was sensational. Aaron Gordon did his part. Michael Porter Jr., 10 points, 0 for 4 from the 3-point line. How about that? How many threes did they actually hit last night? They were 8 of 22. Yet they won 125 to 100. If I would have told you they would have only made 8 3-pointers, Michael Porter Jr. makes 0 3-pointers, would you have predicted 125 points? Just unreal last night. And the only criticism that anybody really had of that game last night was, why are the starters in so long? I mean, that game was done. I noted something interesting in the first quarter, Angel. The Suns scored 23 or something. They scored 26 in the first. Hubie Brown's like, look at this. 6 minutes left in the first, and the Suns have already scored 23. They scored 3 more after that. They scored 20. It was 44 to 26. Everybody was looking for a reason to believe in the Phoenix Suns. And the problem with that was the Suns didn't believe in themselves. I mean, Kevin Durant did not look right. He had 23 points. 8 of 19, though. He didn't even shoot a 3. Devin Booker, is that an error? Did he only have 12 points? He didn't look right. You know what the Nuggets were doing, though? Same kind of defense. They were physical on both of those guys every time they had the basketball. I got to tell you right now, Angel, the Michael Malone stuff is dead as far as pressure on him. He was masterful as far as his coaching. And that honestly, that was my takeaway. Not just every night is Nikola Jokic night when you watch a Denver Nuggets game. But I'm telling you, my takeaway is Michael Malone. He was masterful in this series. He was good in the Minnesota series. But this, the adjustments that he made with his team's input, second to none. Absolutely insane. And now the Nuggets sit back, relax. Joker's going to go watch some horse racing. He's going to be, you know, sitting by a pool, he said. Here's the Joker.
Nikola, you guys dominated from the get-go. What was the mindset coming into this one?
Same that we like this. It cannot be a hostile environment for us. We know what to expect. So we had the same mindset that as we're playing at home. Just be aggressive, move them from the spots, make it rough, make them make tough shots. And I think we did it.
KCP has been such a big part of this team all season long. What does he bring to your squad?
No, he was a champion, so he's a champion, and he knows what to do to win the game. And he's really good on defensive end. He can make shots. He can talk in the helmet. So he's a really good player for us.
You're going to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2020. What are you going to do during this layoff as you await your opponent?
Probably watch my friend race horses in Italy. Be around my family. Hopefully, it's going to be a sunny, so I can be outside the swimming pool. So. Relaxing.
How far can Joker get into a swimming pool? I mean, it's got to be a pretty deep swimming pool for him to enjoy a full-on pool effect. Now they're off till Tuesday? You know what? Are you kind of happy about that? Like, that we don't, because it's been every other night. Nuggets, Nuggets, Nuggets. I'm good with a little bit of a break right now to relax. Because it was, for the most part, it was kind of an intense series.
Yeah,
the first
portion
of it, anyway.
Even between the Timberwolves series and this one, you like to have a little bit of a break to not only appreciate what you've just done, but also reset your mind into saying, you're only halfway there.
That's true. You're only halfway there. They are 8-3 in the playoffs.
Wow.
That's pretty phenomenal.
What did the Avs do last year?
I think they lost 4.
All right.
You're on pace for that. Who are you rooting for tonight? Do you want to see the Lakers or the Warriors?
Well, I want this series to go 7.
So you're rooting for the
Warriors to win. I think you match up well with both teams. I think both teams have strengths that can attack the Nuggets, and I think the Nuggets can attack both of those teams very well, especially on their home court.
Yeah, Steph Curry scares me again. I've talked about this. I wouldn't mind. I would not be sad at all if the Lakers win tonight. Because I just think that matchup, the Nuggets dominate there. I'm not terrified of LeBron James and Anthony Davis at this stage.
What I like with either one of these matchups, there's storylines for Nuggets fans to get behind. Whether it's the Warriors, who, you know, back in 10 years ago, kind of got their dynasty started after beating the Nuggets in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers, we're no stranger to seeing them in the Western Conference Finals. Go back to 2020 in the bubble. Go back to 2009 with Kobe. And then there was another year before that.
I think every time the Nuggets have been in the Western Conference Finals, they've played the Lakers.
Yep.
Alex English played the Lakers. Melo played the Kobe Bryant Lakers. And then, of course, the bubble Lakers. That's kind of weird. This whole playoff run has been a little bit of that, like a revenge thing. Because remember, Minnesota beat Denver about 5 years ago. The Nuggets needed one more win to get into the playoffs. That would have been Malone's first stint in the playoffs with the Nuggets. And Minnesota beat them. And then and then after that, they were in the playoffs all the time. So that was a revenge game.
And then you also had former GM over there.
Former GM.
A lot of history, but tension between these teams a little bit.
And Phoenix knocked you out 4-0 2 years ago. No Jamal, though. We knew that. We talked about that. We could talk about your thoughts on Jamal Murray and all of that going into it, but bottom line, he was solid in the series. He wasn't great. He wasn't all-star. He wasn't bubble Murray. That's still going to stick with him until he proves he can do it consistently outside of the bubble. But he was solid. He was a difference maker.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, dealing with the illness yesterday and, you know, kind of how's he going to feel? He looked, you know, fine out on the court. His energy was up. But just making, you know, critical baskets at good points in the game, spreading the ball around. I love seeing him just get MPJ involved a little bit more early on in games. But the guy in the first quarter was KCP.
Oh, my goodness. 21 points for him. And again, he only had 2 threes. But he had 21. He was
aggressive to start this game.
He absolutely was. This team had no letdown. I mean, in the first period, it went exactly how you think a game six would go for the most part. It's back and forth, back and forth. Phoenix is kind of feeling good. Then the Nuggets just took off.
When you see when Kevin Durant goes 1-for-8 to start and Booker's like 2-for-6 or whatever, you feel confident that those guys aren't making their shots early.
They were missing a lot of shots, dude.
Everything
was going in for the Nuggets. Nothing was going in
for
Phoenix.
After like 5 minutes, they completely broke down.
But again, they weren't hitting shots that they normally hit. That's why I was saying, like, Devin Booker's not going to keep this pace up every single game. He can't do that. I didn't think he was going to be that bad, 4-of-13. But you got to them mentally in game five. I thought maybe something like this could happen. I'm opposite of Tanner here. I don't think that Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, those guys, yeah, you could say they're dogs or whatever, but they're not going to. I have not seen Durant will teams to win except for when he was with the Warriors, but he had so many pieces around him. Devin Booker, yeah, he's a sensational player. He just had a bad, bad game. They had vacation plans. It was over. This thing was done.
Well, you could tell in like the second quarter when you look at the bench and DeAndre Ayton is cracking jokes with the teammates. Like, what are you smiling? You're down by 20 points.
And I'm sorry. I know people were coming at me yesterday. I just feel if I'm a Suns fan and I'm looking down and I'm watching DeAndre Ayton sitting there, Chris Paul sitting there, I'm like, what are we doing? Yeah, it's game six, and
the sense
you guys
I've got
aren't out here.
From Phoenix' reaction.
Oh, they don't want Ayton around.
They don't want Ayton around. They don't want Monty around. They want KD. Like, they are regretting the KD trade at this point.
Well, what do you do if you're the Suns? You can't run that back. I did hear a report, though, that Matt Ishbia is going to, he's ready to write the checkbook. He's ready to bring in,
I'm sure,
do something. They'll figure that out and bring some piece in. But I'm thinking, like, what works with those two guys? It's not as easy. Everybody just thinks that you can just plug in a superstar here, plug in a superstar here, and it works. It didn't work in Brooklyn. You had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant over there. And didn't they have Harden for a second?
Yeah, for a little bit.
I mean, it just doesn't work that way. Harden makes sense with Joel Embiid. That works.
Phoenix would have had a better shot in this series if they still had Chris Paul and Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder
over
is
Kevin Durant,
the
huh?
X factor in defending Jokic.
Do you think that a full season with Durant will help Phoenix next year?
Maybe.
Because, again, they
mentioned
it. Is
Chris Paul coming back?
I don't know. They mentioned it on every broadcast. Keep in mind, this is only the 15th game Kevin Durant has played with the Suns. This is only the 16th game. When you're that good of a player, it shouldn't take you that long to gel with this team.
Does this change the way teams look at super teams? In that, maybe we can't just throw guys together.
I'm telling you, man.
Works.
I'm telling you.
Maybe we see what the Nuggets are doing, who have built their core in the last 5-6 years, and now look what they're doing.
You find compliments to your superstars. It's not always, I find another superstar to pair with that superstar. Now, that kind of works.
The Nuggets, they didn't approach it with the superstar.
No.
They had to create one.
They created one. They lucked out a little bit. Yeah, they still had to analyze Nikola Jokic and determine whether they wanted to draft him in the second round. Nikola's agent basically told the Nuggets, if you guys aren't assuring us that you're going to draft him, we're pulling him out of the draft. He's not going to be in it. We don't want to put him through that. I mean, he didn't anticipate being this guy. He didn't even anticipate that. He likes the game. But this story surrounding that, you talk about the Warriors a few years back. I wrote a blog about this a long time ago. When the Warriors were rising and that run with George Karl and Danilo Gallinari and Wilson Chandler, all of that was starting to come to an end. So Golden State, now they beat the Nuggets and bam, now they're a playoff fixture. And then they slowly started getting into the championship mode. The Nuggets were on their way down. And this time around, I feel like, yeah, it's the Nuggets are obviously climbing back up. And that would be interesting if they do face Golden State in the Western Conference Finals, because there's a story there. There's a story with the Lakers. There would be a story. The only story that's not really there would be Nuggets and Celtics in the finals. There's not a lot of real drama or history there. Obviously, there's drama and history with the Sixers because of Joel Embiid. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Do you believe that Mark Jackson's MVP ballot was a mistake? He said that he was listing his all NBA team. That's what he was doing.
Stone.
He tweeted it out and made an apology. Well, if you really wanted to get an apology out, he should have uncovered this and tweeted it out last week. He should have been the guy that says, "Hey guys, FYI, it was me. I was the one." As soon as this came out, instead,
here's his tweet. Made an honest mistake with my MVP votes. My apologies to the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic. He's not only a legitimate MVP candidate who deserved my vote, but he is truly one of the all-time greats. Again, my apologies.
And then he elaborated. He said, a mistake. One thing I live by, you make a mistake, you own it. Well, why didn't you own it before we knew it?
How do you make a mistake?
How do you make a mistake? It's MVP voting.
It's
MVP.
It's a piece of paper. At the top of it, it says 2022-23 NBA regular season MVP vote.
No, I don't buy it. Mark Jackson has never really liked the Joker. A lot of those. He's ESPN, right? Mm. All of, like, ESPN, they don't buy it. They're not into this. Kendrick Perkins tweeted out today, I've been reluctant to accept Nikola Jokic in the Nuggets, but they're good, or something like that. Why are you reluctant? What? It boggles the mind.
I've been in denial about Jokic and the Nuggets, but I must say that they are legit. Carry the hell on. You carry on, Kendrick.
Yeah, that's a stupid take.
You're not allowed anywhere near this team anymore.
Stop it. We don't even want ESPN. I don't care anymore because you guys don't watch Nuggets games.
From just straight up hate to Jokic to stat padding to racist allegations, and now you're turning heel because they're winning.
Yeah,
I just don't. You're not man enough to say you were wrong. So you're just going to double down and say, whatever.
But why were you in denial? What about watching Nikola Jokic for the past 4 years would put you in denial?
The narrative.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
When all of your colleagues that you're talking in the break room and production meetings and everyone's feeling the same way, it's hard to stand out and say, no, I'm actually different thinking than you guys. But no, I don't think he was even that. I think he actually doesn't like Jokic. I think there's a number of analysts and journalists, whoever, that don't like
Stephen
him.
A. was quick to pick Phoenix to win last night before the game. Jalen Rose, though, former Nugget, by the way, did pick the Nuggets. I was shocked at that. But, I mean, I did not. I joked on Good Morning NoCo the other day, Angel, and I said, I think the Nuggets are going to, they're going to kill them. They're going to win by 20. I didn't really feel they were going to win by 20. I thought I could see the Nuggets winning by 10. You know, it's a close game. But the Nuggets keep flirting around the 8 to 12 point range. I didn't see this. This was boring. I was like, dude, this is not game 6. This isn't how a game 6 should be. You know, the game 6 before that was how it should be. You got a team that's desperate and fighting. Yeah, if I'm a Suns fan, I'm really regretting this trade for Kevin Durant. How about that, though? Nuggets, we got it right, Angel. We got this one 100% right. We both predicted Nuggets and 6. What did we predict for Nuggets and T-Wolves? Did we predict a sweep? Or what did you?
I think I said 5.
I think I said 5, too. I might have changed after they won the first two, but or first three. I felt like I said 5, too, but I don't know for sure. Texter, Eastside Chris. So, Brady, is it like a steady, pretty good rec B-ball team brings in a hot shot ringer? Then there is no coherence as far as what the Nuggets did, as far as how they built this team?
Either that or Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Well, Phoenix, before the playoffs started, they were the favorite to represent the West, right?
Yep.
Because, again, we just see those guys, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, and you just go, oh, yeah, they'll win. Because you just assume they're going to go lights out and score 36 each every single night. That's not realistic.
No, you need a team in the playoffs. You can have whatever regular season awards and, you know, all-star teams and all NBA teams, whatever, but you need a full team. You need 5, 6, 7, 8 guys that can win you games, and you need chemistry. You need teamwork. You need an offense that works for your strengths. Phoenix doesn't have that. They have, hey, Devin, it's your turn. Hey, Kevin, it's your turn. Oh, we're both covered here. Cam, just hit a random three. There's no cohesiveness to their team whatsoever. And when you look at the Nuggets, that is a team.
So, okay, you're Phoenix. Who do you place with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker? Who makes sense there? I mean, you would think Chris Paul would make sense.
You would have to get a solid center. maybe.
Like a big, like a bruising center or a finesse type center?
You need a bruising one.
Like you need
a Jay Crowder type.
Well, Crowder's not really center though, is he?
No, but he's physical. He's physical enough to.
Like, would a Rudy Gobert make sense for Phoenix, or is that like DeAndre Ayton? Karl Anthony Towns?
I mean, I don't think Rudy is declining as a player, so I don't think that helps.
No, I'm just like, if you're placing this, like, I look at Philadelphia and I go, okay, that makes sense. You've got Harden and Joel Embiid, that works, and then you got your wing players, and everything kind of works through those two guys. That makes sense. That's a good pairing there. Boston has, they built their team up kind of like Denver has. Got a couple of stars on that roster.
Booker and Durant are just, they're spot shooters. They know what spots they want to get to. Booker doesn't do a lot of, you know, calling for screens or setting screens. Durant kind of just uses his size to move around people, but he looks slow.
Well, okay, Swami, Ayton is locked up on a max. He's not going anywhere. Well, there is this thing called trading. Phoenix could absolutely trade him. That could happen. We just saw Rudy Gobert get shipped out from Utah in the offseason. But Ayton's stock is down big time after that. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, shall we? The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMSBank.com. FMS Bank. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at FMSBank.com/KFKA. Well, there it is. That's the good. Pretty obvious, right? Nuggets win it. They win the series 4-2. They're moving on to their fourth Western Conference Finals. Their first time they have been. They'll get home court advantage. So Tuesday night, doesn't matter who it's against, will be in Denver. The bad? The Broncos schedule came out. I get the concept of what they were doing with the video, the office theme, but it did not land. It was not good. Angela was on it. I think Meredith, Creed, Pete Manning, and then the mascot. No Russ. No Sean Payton, no John Elway. Does Peyton Manning work for the Broncos? Like, he's heavily involved.
It felt like, okay, we're obviously not going to get Sean to do this because he's not this type of guy. We can't put Russ on camera anymore.
I thought they might try to squeeze in Russell Wilson to make fun of last year somehow.
Honestly, it felt like Peyton and Miles were the only people in the building. And they just said, hey, let's film this video real quick.
It was not good.
I watched that video. I don't know who they're playing.
It was like you didn't really give us a clear cut thing of what you were doing.
There's a lot of references to The Office, but like everyone knows the chili spill and the party planning. Like,
you can't have a mascot that doesn't talk play out The Office. I get what they were trying to do, and again, it's a schedule release thing, whatever. But yeah, it wasn't like a clear. Each week, here we go. Your Dolphins had one. It was like going to the movies, and they would list it out. Pretty obvious as far as who they're playing.
Now we're ranking teams based on their social media abilities.
Yes, it's true.
Now this is a whole competition your schedule.
It is. It's weird. That's our world now. The ugly is Mark Jackson's situation. Don't buy it for a second. I don't think that he made a mistake. And if he did or didn't, he should not be allowed to vote.
And you should never call a Nuggets game ever again.
No. He's worse than Phil Simms. Broncos fans don't like Phil Simms. I don't have that big of a problem with Phil Simms. But Mark Jackson is like in that territory. Kendrick Perkins, those guys, stop talking about us. You know, we're fine. We're good over here. That's the good, the bad, the ugly. 29 minutes after the hour. We are reviewing Moneyball today. Friday. It's Friday. It's our sports movie review summer extravaganza where Angel and I review movies from the sports world, and we sometimes bring in a guest host. So a little birdie tells me, well, Jerry Schimmel had to reschedule next week, but it's already in the books. We already put Moneyball as the movie to review, so I can't change that. It's set in stone. So he's going to do it next week. We'll have to find something there. We are going to have a celebrity in studio. Denver and Front Range Weathers, Cody Wilson will be in the studio with us to review Moneyball. You did do your homework, Angel. You watched it. You got it in before the game last night. Okay, good for you. 30 minutes after the hour, we'll jump out, get a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
The Broncos went with an office theme to announce their regular season. Listen, dude, I mean, they're all harmless. It's not like I'm going to sit here and roast it to death. But how much do you think they paid that actress? What's her name? It's Angela in real life, isn't it? Like, most of those people on that show, they just use their real name. And Angela was one of them.
Kinsey.
Okay. She was... There's a reason we don't see her in anything else outside The Office. She's not that good of an actress.
No.
No.
Like, her character is meant to be that way.
And she wasn't... It was just strange. Couldn't spring for Steve Carell? I mean, we got the Walmart owners here. You guys couldn't get Steve Carell on this thing? Or Dwight? Or
Jim?
Jim Caviezel or whatever his real name is. What's his name?
Krasinski?
Couldn't get that?
I mean, I would have been fine with Ed Helms, but...
I'd have been fine with Malone. Kevin Malone. You can't. I mean, yes, yeah, whatever. We do have the schedule up. Surprise, surprise. After the big schedule show that they had, we can quickly see right after that the schedule. Like, that's how it works.
I didn't even watch it. I was just on Twitter waiting for the
everybody was leaking every matchup before anyway.
Well, because I think a lot of them got on DraftKings. And because they put out all the spreads and stuff, so people went on DraftKings and they could see the whole schedule.
The wise guys beat them to the punch, huh? The Broncos start their season on September 10th against the Las Vegas Raiders. Let's kill them. But I mean, we're happy about this, Angel. We're happy about there, Susan and Cheryl. That'll be a win. Week two against Washington. That'll be a win.
Week one,
yeah.
Wow.
What? Jimmy G? Does that scare you?
I mean, I remember what they did last year in Denver.
We beat them.
In Denver?
Yeah, Denver beat San Francisco with Jimmy G.
This isn't San Francisco.
This is Jimmy G.
This is Devontae Adams and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs and the Raiders.
Yeah.
How many yards did Josh Jacobs have on you guys?
It doesn't matter.
Who had a walk-off touchdown?
You're telling me the Raiders and Jimmy G are beating the Broncos next on week one?
Where are the Broncos at week one?
1-0.
How long does it take to get their offense going?
1-0.
Against 2-0. Pal Josh.
2-0 against Washington. Who's Washington's quarterback? Bill Nye, the science guy?
I have no idea.
I honestly don't. Is it, what's his face?
I think it's Sam Howell.
That could be anybody. Because that's just a regular guy is the quarterback for the Commanders. 2-0. Done. Week three. Oh, ho, ho, ho. That's actually a loss.
That is. It's a big loss.
It's at Miami. That's a loss.
In September, that heat's going to be hot.
Yeah, I think Miami. I'm telling you, man.
You're going from a mile high to like almost below sea level.
No, I think Miami's going to be good. I think we're 2-1. This is preliminary. This is not my official prediction. This is just gut reaction. 2-1 at Chi-Town.
Where's your defense?
Are we buying Justin Fields? Are we buying that?
Bears made some improvements.
Nah, give me a dub there. 3-1. The Jets. Oh, home against the Jets. Aaron Rodgers. The Jets were good last year. They were decent last year. They were coming on. Now they got Aaron Rodgers. I don't think they win. I don't think the Broncos win that game. So, what am I? 3-2 at Kansas City. The streak does not end there. 3-3. The streak doesn't end there. 3-3. Home against the Packers. Okay, you got four. Yeah, Packers for some reason are on 80,000 primetime games. So I got you 4-3. Golly, why can't I keep this straight in my head? No, that's 3-3.
It should be 6.
And then I got him beating the Packers, so 4-3.
Okay.
Home against the Chiefs, the streak ends.
Really?
Yep.
After playing them 2 weeks before?
Mm-hmm. Streak ends.
What do you think about that, you know, playing the Chiefs twice in 3 weeks?
It's a little I hate how we schedule that, how you have to play your AFC West or your division opponents that close together, but we see it all the time now.
And you got to buy right after.
I think that game is the best time, like the best time to get the Chiefs is in the early portion of the season, the first half. So I think they win that game. They win at home. The streak ends at home. 5-3 at Buffalo. There's a loss. 5-4. Home against the Vikings.
Sunday night.
That's a Sunday night football game. Oof. It's home. How good are the Broncos at this stage? Nah, I'm gonna go. They lose that game. I'm gonna say 5-5. Now again, this isn't official yet. This is gut reaction based on the schedule.
I'm gonna hold you to this till September.
No. I got to give you my full because I got to see how the training camps play out and depth charts and all that stuff. Cleveland, are they better now?
They should probably win that.
They start with Deshaun Watson though. The drama has faded away from Deshaun just like that. So I've got them at 5-5. I've got the Broncos at 5-4, 5-5 right now. 5-4, 5-5. They beat Cleveland, so 6. They're at Houston, that's 7. At LA, we got the Chargers number. I think that's 8. 8-4. 8-5. At Detroit, that's a win. That's 9. Oh, am I going to get to 11 again? No. I can't. I can't do it. Dixon's listening right now, and he's going to roast me for that. At Detroit? Are the Lions the real deal? That could be tough. All right, let's go with the loss there. So it's 8 wins I got them at. Home against the Pats. I'm losing the Pats. I'm losing to Mac Jones. Secret world of Alex Mac Jones. That's a win. So there's my 9. Home against the Chargers, there's 10. At the Raiders. Okay, I'll give you the Raiders.
So you're going 5-1 in the AFC West.
Yeah. Smoking.
Wow.
Smoke show. I got 10 wins.
I'd expect you to sweep the Raiders.
And I got them losing to that. I got them losing to the Raiders.
I think you would split with the Chiefs, and I think you split with the Chargers.
10-7. Does that get you in the playoffs?
Probably not. Probably just on the outside.
I feel all right about this initial shot here. I'm not going 11. First time ever. Not going 11. I don't know. I mean, so much of this depends on Russell Wilson. I don't know if I feel confident about 10 wins, but that's just my gut reaction looking at the schedule. He said, Chris, I would love to hear Micah and Cody with a K break down a movie. What, you don't like hearing Angel and I break down a movie? You want Mike on here? Dude, the only thing he watches is Star Treks. He doesn't watch real movies. Star Wars and Ninja Battles or whatever. 41 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
A couple of things that come to mind when you're thinking of your internet access and your connectivity and all that. Well, when you get that spinning wheel of death, that thing that just the buffering, man, you just don't want that. If the spinning wheel of internet doom staring you down. I've got a lowdown for you on your slow download, and it's your old school internet. Here's the FYI for you on how to fiber your internet. Visit allofiber.com, and you're only a few clicks away from experiencing the AlloFiber difference. Find out if they're coming to your neighborhood, to your area. Check them out again online at allofiber.com/FYI. First Advantage, text line 888-530-0043. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, do you believe that Mark Jackson's MVP ballot was a mistake? 90% of you guys are saying no. That is not. There's no way that was a mistake. And even if it was a mistake, you shouldn't be able to vote for MVP.
You know, in like elementary school, when you're like taking your first test, your first quiz, teacher tells you, double check your work. Before you come up to my desk, turn it in, look over it a couple times. How do you not look at your piece of your ballot paper and realize something's missing here?
It's an MVP thing. How hard can it be?
Hey, Stephen A., who do you have on your top five?
Oh, Jokic. I must have forgot him.
Yeah.
How did I, two-time MVP, he said?
Wow. He didn't think he'd get caught. That? He didn't think he'd get caught.
I
just don't buy that he made a mistake. I just don't buy it. Now, if he wasn't so... If he was, like, singing Nikola Jokic's praises throughout his time broadcasting games, the 8 games he does a year or whatever, then it'd be a different story. But I fully don't believe that because they're so rough on Nikola Jokic as a superstar.
I would have rather him just give me your reasoning. Not an honest mistake. Give me why you didn't put him in the top five.
Well, he got caught. He doesn't. It's so ridiculous.
I refuse to believe that was a mistake.
Yes, but he got caught and he's embarrassed by it because Nikola Jokic is the best player in the playoffs. He's tearing it up. And now he looks like, sorry, you don't watch basketball if you didn't put Nikola Jokic in your top five. You just don't. You don't get it, man. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Big news yesterday with the Nuggets winning, of course. The Broncos schedule comes out. It was a pretty good night for Colorado sports. It really was. And we'll talk more about Game 6 and how that all went down. Here's how the series went down. It started on Saturday, April 29th. You win Game 1, you smoke them. 125-107. Jamal Murray was a superstar. He shined. Game 2, remember that, Angel? All that time ago, May 1st? May Day? That was a sloppy, ugly, gross-looking game, but the Nuggets win 97-87. Joker was pretty much it. 39 points for him and 16 boards. Game 3, you go to Phoenix. It felt like you still could pull that thing out, but it just wasn't meant to be. You lost 121-114. Devin Booker was sensational. Same thing with Game 4. They lost 129-124. Still felt like the Nuggets could find a way to win both of those games, and I think that's why they came into last night's game very confident. Joker had 53 points in Game 4. Game 5... we know what happened there. 118-102. Nuggets smoked him again, blowout. And then, of course, last night, 125-100.
Here's offensive leading stats in the playoffs and with players that are still in it. Nikola Jokic is second in points per game at 30.7, just behind Jimmy Butler. Rebounds, Nikola Jokic is second behind Anthony Davis at 12.8. Assists, first, 9.7. He's nearly averaging a triple-double
in the playoffs
through 11 games.
It's insane. What more can you say about this guy?
I brought it up on the show, and I almost tweeted it last night. Is it crazy to say Jokic is playing at another level?
Yeah, oh yeah. Than what he did in the regular season?
It's crazy to say that?
Yeah, no, it's not okay. Crazy, but he is playing at another level. He's because playing better.
We've watched this guy for years, and we are constantly amazed by what he can do on the basketball court. Last night, I don't know how to explain it, but he was so locked in and
it was easy for him.
Just working in the paint. What do they have in the paint? Like,
I mean, most
50 points or something.
Most of their points came
half?
From the paint. They didn't hit threes. They weren't hitting a lot of threes. I mean, Joker, every time Phoenix would try to stay in touch or get back in touch, at least closer, Joker would take matters into his own hands. Yes, he's playing on a different level than what we've seen.
He is throwing out offensive moves that they look so simple, but you can't stop them.
That little shot he had on the right side of the basket where he's like lined up with the backboard,
oh, yeah,
and he angled it.
He threw it like from behind the backboard.
He's a ridiculous shot. He's got a great shot. Then he goes in with that little, he's really perfecting that little in the lane floater.
Mm-hmm.
But then he missed that one, but nobody's there. That's when I knew the Suns were over. Nobody's even guarding him. Nobody's looking to box him out. Goes in. Ball fall. It felt like he was just playing against little kids out there. He missed the shot. Oh, I will get the rebound and put it up there. Just, if you're Phoenix, man, you're sick today. Because this isn't just a loss to the Nuggets. It's like, what does this mean for the future? Did this plan didn't work? Well, go ask Brooklyn how well their plan worked getting all these superstars paired up.
It's very satisfying as a Nuggets fan to win this series against this team in this fashion.
Yeah.
Because for so many years we had to deal with the Suns in four. Oh, we didn't have Murray. Oh, we didn't really have a good enough MPJ at that point. And now you've got that off your back, and now you're looking forward as confident as any team in the playoffs.
Regardless of how the Western Conference Finals go, Michael Malone safe?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's safe.
Even without a voice, he is coaching better than anyone else right now.
I thought he made the necessary adjustments. I don't know that that's true for everybody. I don't know, again, if you lose the Western Conference Finals, Calvin Booth, the staff, you got to sit together and go, okay, what makes sense?
Context matters.
But you are a great team, and you've proven that now. You're going to be one of four remaining. 51 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
You know, Angel, I've been a Nuggets fan for a very long time. And I won't lie, as confident as I was that the Nuggets would win this series, there is that part of doubt in the back of your brain that's going, okay, is this going to turn out like so many playoff series in the past? Are the Suns going to come? Even when the Nuggets were up 33 points, I looked at my wife and I said, the only thing that scares me about this is if the Suns come back all the way, you're on the wrong side of history, and then that's the talk. So I'm like, this 33-point lead, is it safe? So yeah, there was portions, but then I forget, man. This is what happens when you have a closer. This is what happens when you have a dog on your team. When you truly have one of the greats. This is why I tweeted last night, and I tweeted this 3 years ago, that Nikola Jokic is the greatest player of all time in the state of Colorado. Championship or no championship. Was Elway this dominant? Now, again, I get it. It's football, basketball, it's different. Basketball is a sport that lends itself to a dominant player just can take over in all facets of the game. I'm telling you, man, every night he's breaking a record. Every night it's a new accolade that you're talking about. I get that John Elway has the two Super Bowls, and he was an executive when they won another one. But what we are seeing, George Karl just tweeted it out. Joker's the best one. He's the top 10 player of all time. I tweeted that out not long ago that Joker could get there. And I was laughed off the stage. George Karl's probably being laughed off the stage right now. You've got a legend playing basketball for you. Enjoy it. More coming up, more Nuggets talk. Lakers or Warriors? Who do you want? We got that game tonight. And then we're going to do our movie review at 12:30 Moneyball. Start it, bench it, cut it. We'll find out in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.